William Thackeray's novel Vanity Fair was first published in serial form in 1847. It tells the story of two women, the poor but ruthlessly ambitious social climber Becky Sharp and her friend Amelia Sedley. The new movie from the Indian director Meera Nair stars Reese Witherspoon and a cast of veteran British actors, including Bob Hoskins, Eileen Atkins, and Jim Broadbent. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
There's something admirable about interpreters, directors and actors both, who attempt to correct for the prejudices of the cultural past. Consider a Shylock turned into a monster against his better nature by the bigotry of his day, or Reagan and Goneril as good daughters doing their best with that capricious patriarch Lear, or consider Becky Sharp not as the near demonic schemer of William Thackeray's Vanity Fair, attractive for her boldness, yet repugnant for the way in which she uses people without conscience, but a gifted young woman, understandably driven to overcome the arbitrary restrictions of a sexist and fiercely class-driven society. As I've said, admirable. But in the case of Vanity Fair, directed by Meera Nair and starring Reese Witherspoon as a Becky far more sinned against than sinning, it's also nuts. You don't need to have waded through Thackeray's witty dissection of the English upper class at the dawn of the 19th century to know that what you're seeing on screen makes absolutely no sense. You'd have no idea, for a start, that Becky is one of the great comic female characters in literature, a woman whose take on the society that has shunned her is too deeply ironic to allow for trust or love. As a gifted improviser, she's able to keep her emotions in check and form tears on command. And when decency peeks through, as in her affection for her guileless friend Amelia Sedley, it's a momentous event. But in Nair's take, that decency is the rule, not the exception. And so the story has no driving force, no engine. Reese Witherspoon has a great camera face, gorgeous but funny looking, with acres of cheekbone and a strong jaw that ends in a goofy little chin. She has crack timing and a laser stare that incinerates opponents where they stand, and she was a howl as a sort of Becky Sharp crossed with Sammy Glick in Election. Even her L in Legally Blonde had a will of iron. But her Becky is a complete dud. In the late stages of pregnancy, she's been costumed to conceal her body. She moves tentatively, and her twittery little voice sounds flat and inexpressive beside these great English stage actors. She's a passive little thing, preyed upon by assorted rich men and unjustly accused of being a conniver. A conniver! The average contemporary soap heroine has more commanding wiles. So while the film is extremely faithful to the novel's incidents and dialogue, its meaning has been altered by 180 degrees. When Jonathan Rhys Meyers, as her best friend's husband, attempts to put the moves on Becky at a dance, it's a real head-scratcher. He's callow and effeminate, she's sexless, and the exchange comes out of nowhere because the adapters have cut all the stuff in which Becky has flirted outrageously with him. The Marquess of Steyne, her deliciously monstrous co-conspirator played by Gabriel Byrne, is now a Svengali figure.
We meet at last.
I know you, Lord Steyne, though you do not know me. You will have forgotten, but you were kind to my father once, many years ago.
I'm seldom praised for being kind. What was his name?
Francis Sharp.
You are Francis Sharp's daughter. He had a great talent for painting, as I recall, and none at all for life.
I'm attempting to redress that balance. It is my challenge.
Gabriel Byrne is magnetic, a dark lord who's more dangerous as a friend than an enemy, and a scene in which he cruelly taunts his wife, daughter, and daughter-in-law is the film's most chilling. And what a supporting cast! That magnificent old bird Eileen Atkins, Jim Broadbent as a father deformed by avarice, Bob Hoskins as a slovenly aristocrat, such nuanced dissolution. Romola Garry is almost too pretty and interesting as Amelia, but the character has gained in stature as Becky has plummeted. As Nair demonstrated in Monsoon Wedding, she has an eye for color and spectacle, and she composes frames in Vanity Fair where you're distinctly aware of the menials serving at the pleasure of their betters without ramming that caste system down your throat. But her grasp of character is simple-minded. I wonder if anything could have made this misfire work. Perhaps making Thackeray himself a presence, the biographer of Becky, who will do her the final injustice of misinterpreting her motives? No. Thackeray gave us an antihero who has endured in the collective imagination for 150 years. This dull feminist victim won't linger past Labor Day.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.